Alleluia. 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 Sing alleluia. Alleluia. Oh, alleluia. Alle, alle, alleluia. Alleluia. Alle, 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 alle. Oh, sing alleluia. Oh, alleluia. Alle, 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 alleluia. Heaven and earth adore you. Champions bow before you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful. Heaven and earth, champions bow, champions bow before you. You are beautiful, you are beautiful. Heaven and earth, heaven and earth, adore you. Champions, champions bow before you. You are beautiful, oh, 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 you are beautiful, oh, 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 oh. Up your hands and your voice and appreciate God for how far He has helped us upon this mountain. Lord, thank you because since yesterday you have been blessing us exceedingly. You have been empowering us. You have been empowering us. Thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. Thank you for equipping us. We will no longer be blunt, no more ineffectiveness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit of God. Esheo. 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 Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for your presence. The power of God is in this place. Thank you for sitting upon us and imparting us with your life. Until the Spirit of God be poured from on high, then the wilderness will become a fruitful field. And the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. Thank you for your presence here. Thank you because of the outpouring of your Spirit. Thank you because every wilderness in our lives and in the ministry is becoming a fruitful field. And every fruitful field is progressing into a forest. Thank you because this is a year of full harvest. And Lord, we will not, Lord Father, operate below your standard. Thank you because yet again your word will come. And you will equip us. And we will no longer be blunt. Father, we give you praise. Thank you because even in this session, you will yet do us good.
In Jesus' precious name.
I'd like you to put your hands together for Jesus.
And please be seated. Hallelujah.
My son, God bless you. Thank you for that session. When God sends a man, he equips the man for triumph. Preparation is essential for triumph in the calling of God upon your life. God prepares his vessels before he releases them. Jesus told the disciples, the apostles, don't leave this place until you have received the gift from heaven. Listen to me. The field is demanding. The air. Could be challenging. Many have gone into ministry unprepared. They have become victims. You will not be a victim. Amen. Years back, while the Lord was speaking to me about Reed Leadership Academy, the training arm of this ministry, God began to speak to me about the need to ensure that vessels are no more casualties. As I was in Makurdi here, my wife was in Lagos. Then, we were not yet married. As God was speaking to me, God was showing her revelations in Lagos. That was before we got married. One of the revelations God showed her, I'll reveal it to you. She saw a Bible school in Lagos. One of the Bible schools of the popular churches you know in Nigeria today. And she saw very tiny living creatures. They are living creatures, but they are very tiny, very small. In fact, if they are moving, it will be difficult for you to know that creatures are moving, like small, they were like ants, but they were creatures, they are demons. They invaded the Bible school. They were on assignment to cripple the system. So God was showing my wife, this is what the devil has been doing to Bible schools. Hallelujah. So these demons invade and truncate the effectiveness thereby. So whenever these Bible schools are graduating pastors, missionaries, evangelists, and whatever they are called, they graduate men that are unfit for the field. It is an abomination. It is wrong for a pastor or a vessel of God to go into the field and become a victim. It is ungodly. It is not in God's plan. God prepares his vessels before releasing them. Let me tell you something. Delay is normally not God's strategy, but God will delay you for your good, so that you are fully prepared for what he's preparing for you. Sir, one of the prayers me and my wife used to pray, Lord, prepare me for what you have prepared for me. You need to pray that prayer today. Oh. It is better to wait and be prepared than to go into the field unprepared. God, may you not be a casualty. May the devil not use you to count scores. This year, you will triumph, and your triumph will be permanent. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes, some of you, when you discuss some strategies with me, and it looks like I take my time. I have learned how to take my time and be clear than to rush into the game and be swallowed up. Hallelujah. 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 The end time kingdom work demands urgency. But it is not for men that are unprepared. Hallelujah. This year, God will prepare you and God will grant you speed. Amen. Hallelujah. God will equip us fully and God will grant us speedy harvest. Full speedy harvest in the name of Jesus. That's why we are taking time to do these trainings. Mobilization and generating support. That was the one we just took. We need to go further. Somebody say we need to go further. I'll be talking to you on two different aspects. The first aspect is personal financial principles. Let me tell you the truth. If you cannot manage yourself, you cannot manage your team. Hello? If you cannot manage your finances, personal finances, you cannot manage the resources God puts in your hand. Hey! Hey! If you cannot manage your personal finances, you cannot manage the resources God puts in your hand. Let me tell you something. Many times when God releases finances into your hands, and you did not use it to achieve much, it's not because the finances is not enough. It's because you don't know how to manage it well. Praise God. Praise God. Ask the people in the financial office in this ministry. God has been helping us to achieve great things. Not because of that we have been. Yes, God is blessing us financially. But we have learned how to manage efficiently and productively. Am I right, sir? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is my financial secretary in Return All Global Ministry. Even though I'm his boss, he has capacity to tell me, yes, sir, I won't release funds for that thing. Ask him. Because he has been given instructions. When it is like this, it is untouchable. He knows now. Esther, this is spendable. This is unspendable. Praise God. There's money, but the president cannot touch it. Not because we cannot touch it, but because there are principles. Somebody say principles. Principles guiding us as a commission, even in our finances. And every year we get better. Somebody say get better. Like, as we are going to have our meeting tonight, there are some new principles we have to begin to apply so that we'll be more productive. Somebody say more productive. Praise God. In my family, there are principles that guide us financially. Ask my wife. God bless my wife. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I will say amen to that. There are certain times that, oh my God, my wife is a blessed man. There are certain times my wife will tell me, I said, what kind of thing is this? What kind of this thing are you putting on top of my food like this? She said, that is what we are going to eat today. That is what is available. Mommy, you understand what I'm talking about? Let me not talk too much. Praise God. You want to eat 2 meats. Today you eat 1 fish. And you eat it with gladness. The oil of gladness is upon your life. You eat it, you drink water. Amen. Praise God. God has taken us beyond that level. But I'm telling you that there are principles that make men to be productive, even financially. So first we'll be talking about personal financial principles. And then later we'll talk about financial intelligence for ministry. Hallelujah. Are you excited? Hallelujah. So I'll be teaching some things that you need to give attention to. Number one, personal financial principles. Look out for multiple streams of income. Trust God for multiple streams of income. prophet Olakunle receives prophetic offering. It's a channel of income. Somebody say amen. From this year, you will begin to receive prophetic offering. Cham Province, you don't like prophetic offering. Mommy, you don't like prophetic offering. Your amen needs to be big, oh. Ha! I say from this, I know Champ Soji is interested in it. From this year, you will begin to receive prophetic offering. Amen. Imagine my office, Upright Publishing House. This is not ministry office, my business office. Somebody came to my office and looked at one of my staff. As she went to leave, she just removed something from her wallet and gave him. It's not small money. She said, I have been sitting there. The Lord has been telling me to give you an offering. Even in business, so I say you will enjoy prophetic offering. Amen. Praise God. Champions, they're like somebody comes to your office now. He buys something of 25,000. But he gives you 30,000. And because you're a child of God, you say, ah, you overpaid me. Say, no. I feel led to give you a prophet. Ah, ah. Sir, this year, prophetic offering will follow you.
Amen.
If you like, don't say amen. Me, I know Sojin will say amen. Me, I know. Praise God. You can't. The Bible says the laborer is worthy of his wage. God will pay you.
Amen.
See, look, I trust God for multiple streams of income. I'm not saying you should go and be begging. I'm not saying you should go and look out for what is not your own. But expect God to bless you by different ways. Hallelujah. There are some of you here, one time or the other, you have been blessed through my pocket. Yes or no? Yes or no? Is another channel of income. Look at this. Let me not say his name, but look at him. Let me point to him. This boy. 2 years ago, he was in my house. And as he was there, the Lord told me to give him something. And it's not just maybe yes and so. Well, it was not too big, but look at this boy. It was later and he was confessing that before he came to my house, he told God, Lord, bless me today. Send somebody to bless me. And it was me God sent. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Expect God to bless you. Expect somebody to call you. Say, Champagbo, I heard that you sell data, but I don't need data. I have data. Somebody sent me data. But I have been having issues with the configuration of my entire system in the office. Consultancy services. Somebody say consultancy services. Don't go there and go and charge them like a consultant. I'm not saying that. But expect God to bless you. Let me tell you one of the ways that God blesses his people. God blesses his people through the solutions we provide. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Trust God that you can identify investments that will require none or very little of your time. Investments, things that you can do. I run a company that does not always need my attention. Somebody say multiple streams of income. I run investments that I don't need to be on ground and I generate income. What I'm sharing with you is a mindset that God taught me, the Spirit of God taught me while he was sending me to do this work. So I have investments that I don't need to be on ground and I earn from them. I got to discover early that God wants to bless me through strategies. Somebody say strategies. So trust God. Trust God to earn on the go. Write it down. Strategies that will help you to earn on the go. Partnerships. Entrepreneurship measures. Partnership. You could partner with someone. I know a young man a long time ago that opened a business center, a phone call center. That was those days that it's not many people that had phones, and there were phone call centers. He opened it. and he could go around other things. Trust God to set up things. Trust God for ideas. Trust God for multiple streams of income. Ministry representatives, missionaries, trust God. God wants to bless you through diverse strategies. Are you getting me? Are you listening to me? I'm not saying you should go and do just anything because somebody said you should do this one. Somebody said you should do this one. Somebody said you should do this one. Hey, I'm not saying you should jump on everything. Let God lead you. But God wants to bless you through different strategies. If God has told you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. Your president is doing it, but you don't do it. Obey God. But I'm telling you, God will still bless you through different words, strategies. Ask him. Lord, open my eyes to the strategy you want to use and bless me. Praise God. Praise God. As a ministry this year, I'm going to be emphasizing on this. It was 1 year we emphasized. Champ Easier started his business. Champ Agbo started his business. See, there is more. Somebody tell your neighbor there is more. Praise God. Praise God. The Lord will bless you. Somebody say multiple streams of income. Lift up your head and Lord, say this year. Father, this year, you will release into my arm multiple streams of income. Praise God. Somebody say, I take it. I grab it. I take the harvest. See, you will no longer be poor. Thank you, Jesus. As a student in an institution, I got to a level that I stopped disturbing my parents. Is that I had so much money, but I knew that it was necessary for my development. Hallelujah. Number two, live within your income. Live within your income. Stop spending more than you earn. Cut your budget to your size. Stop living on credit. Do away with gluttony. Control your appetite. Hey. You have eaten. There's something we used to call a papanu. I don't want my mouth to be like, hello. You see, when your mouth is doing like this, it is your pocket that is going down. I hope you understand what I'm saying. The more your mouth lying, the more your pocket is going down. Hallelujah. The more your mouth is doing like this, the more your pocket is doing like this. Control your appetite. Your appetite to buy things. Your appetite to eat. Yes, eat good food. But live within your income. Don't deceive yourself. If you are not comfortable with your livelihood, it is a more reason why you need to look out and trust God for more channels of what? Of income. But don't deceive yourself. Fake it to become it is not scriptural. You enter a restaurant. Mommy, have you seen some people in this land enter a restaurant? You'll be asking yourself, who get money past me or this boy? If you see what people eat in restaurants in this land, me, Guguma, I know they deceive myself. If get where I go buy something rich, I go ask myself, are you not, is it not too much for you? Praise God. I get what I'm saying. How can I enter? Oh my God. How can I enter? Yeah, da. And at a city, I eat 1.5. It's not that it is too much, but is it? Do you have that kind of money? You eat 1.5 at a city. Mommy, you see, so they sit down like this, serve the pan, serve the soup, then now bring the obstacle in another place. You see, pomo, bokoto, chicken. Meat, fish, you look at the boy, he's hustling. But he hammered one hammer today. He wanted his stomach to know. He wanted to send a message to his stomach that he hammered today and then continue suffering tomorrow. Live within your income. Are you hearing me? Discipline yourself. When your finances increase, don't increase your expenditure. When your finances increase and stabilize at that level, you can increase your expenditure. Are you getting me? Do you understand the difference? When your finances increase, don't just increase your expenditure. If your finances increase and then stabilizes on that increase, are you getting what I'm saying? Then you can increase your expenditure. Praise God. Praise God. I want to thank God for many of you. You don't spend anyhow. But please, don't forget, live within your income. Don't deceive yourself. Amen. Even in ministry, ask him. We don't borrow money. That's why when you mention negative, there's nothing like negative expenditure in this ministry. There's nothing like that. We don't spend what we don't have. If I want us to spend, I would rather remove from my pocket and add to it. There's no negative expenditure. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? If we cannot afford it, we leave it. If God has sent us, he will provide for it. Amen. Am I right, sir? Number three, always use a budget. Always use a budget. Engage a budget in your finances. What's a budget? A financial budget clearly states your financial commitments and how your expected income will be utilized. A financial budget clearly states your financial commitments and how your expected income will be utilized. You don't draw a budget when money arrives. You draw a budget before money comes. You're expecting your salary for the new month. You don't draw a budget after the salary comes. You draw a budget before the money you're expecting arrives. Your budget will clearly state how you are going to spend the money that you are expecting, how you are going to disburse it to the various needs that you have. That's a budget. That's a financial map. Why must you budget before finances come? What? When money arrives. Hey, money will be doing you. Spend me. That's why you see, you won't buy 50 naira one again, you buy 100 naira one. What about that? Praise God. Am I right? Cham Soji, am I right? You know what I'm talking about. Praise God. So you draw up a budget before finances come. Your budget should cater for your basic needs. Your budget should include your tithes. What percentage of your income will you give towards tithes? 10%. Your budget should include other kingdom investments. Other kingdom investments are first fruit offering, project seed, your offerings in meetings, in church meetings, and all of that. What percentage of my income will I designate towards that? You write it down. Your budget should also include savings. Save from your income. Don't eat everything you earn. I'll discuss a bit about savings later on. Your budget should also include your feeding. This is the percentage of my income. You know, many people, once their money arrives, they say, this is my feeding money. Hello? Hello? The money you earn is not your feeding money. Part of it is your feeding money. Designate this so-so percentage. Maybe it's 40%, maybe it's 50%, maybe it's 60%, maybe it's 70%. I will use towards my feeding and to take care of myself. You are the one that will determine it. So that when you finish using it, if you have eaten all your feeding money by the 20th of the month, just know that the remaining days is fasting. Amen. You know why I'm laughing? Because some of you are laughing. Somebody say, for where? Which kind of fasting be that? Are we not going to fast from the first to the seventh? What kind of fasting is that? I can't come and go and keep myself in this place. How many of you always say that? I can't come and go and keep myself in this place. Pastor, so I'll be looking at money in my account like this. I would, what? No. It's ungodly. Eh? Who told you? Praise God. Somebody say discipline. If you are the one taking care of your academics, allot a budget, part of your budget for your academics. Your family needs, your parents, make provision for them. Sometimes your budget monthly can be, something can be allotted to your budget, 3%. Transportation to and from school, maybe 7%. You put it aside. Somebody say put it aside. Learn to put certain part, the percentages for certain needs in your budget. Put them, open an envelope or an account for each one so that you know how to disburse it accordingly. So that when you are finished the one for feeding, you know that you begin to depend on manna. Somebody say manna. You say, oh Lord, my budget for feeding has finished. Release manna. Look at you. Me, I've lived on manna before. Ask my wife. Hey. Budget down because the income was down. For about 1-2 months, manna. 010 or 100 or 001, whichever one God wants to do, just send manna for the day. And that one for the day will come from a way I don't know. I'm not joking, no. Ask my wife. We're cutting them. Day we were doing Garden of Champions in Ogun. I have installed. Then I used to shout very well. The devil knew me. He still knows me till tomorrow. My young man, put your head up, or you need to hear this testimony. You never see something. You will see something. Training. I sleep at the Garden of Champions. When I finish, no food to eat. I went to sleep. I drank water. I can't come and kill myself. I have to sleep. Hunger, you can't disturb me from sleeping. We are going to sleep together. I slept. One of my ministry assistants then, I didn't know he went to cook. God told him to go and cook for this man. I didn't know he was observing. 11 p.m. or after 11, my door could not lock. I don't have lock. In slippers, I used to hold the door. There was no light. I didn't have money for candle. I didn't have. I'm not joking, no. We're doing Garden of Champions, 3 days retreat. My guy, the Lord is your muzzle. That's how he was opening the door. Pastor, he opened the door. I just woke up from myself. I said, what is it? He said, Pastor, get up, come and eat. I was looking like Mumu. Sometimes when man arrive, you'll be looking like Mumu. I was saying, I said, so God, you see, I have one for me today. Thank you, Jesus. This was what I consumed it. What? You are not hungry. That's why Eba is hot in your mouth. I can't forget that beast. The beast was strong, I can't wait for this beast to be very soft. After 11, this man needs to eat because tomorrow he knows that we still fast. Come on, God will promote you. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I went to sleep. I think God is a faithful rewarder of those that diligently serve Him. Thou shalt serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and your water. What are you telling me? Ask him your life. Oh. You will not suffer. In the name of Jesus. I want to lift up your eyes and say, oh Lord, prepare me for what you have prepared for me. Thank you, Jesus. Always use a budget. Hallelujah. Number four, keep personal financial records and corporate financial records. Keep records. We keep records as a ministry. Don't spend anyhow. Keep records of your income. Are you listening to me? See, today I still keep records of my finances. I got a book. I told you now, I used to record my income. If somebody gives me 10 naira to buy pure water, I'll write income, 10 naira. Expenditure, pure water, 5 naira. I'll write the person's name that gave me the money. I'll write the amount. At the end of the month, let me tell you what personal financial records do. It helps you to know the things you waste money on. Imagine that in the month, I've been going to restaurant. By the time I check, Jesus, I spent 18,000 eating in a restaurant. I had to watch myself. Are you getting my point? I'm telling you personally, things that I did personally. I said, so I poured 18,000 of my money inside that restaurant. And when I look at myself, I don't have any money. So I transferred 18,000 naira eating there. No, I said, no. I need to watch myself. Personal financial records helps you to identify God's financial faithfulness to your life. Because there are certain times you receive some 200 naira, 500 naira. You just blow it. God has been faithful to you financially. But because you've not been keeping records, you don't know. And then there are certain things that have been making your money to leak. Praise God. It's when you keep records, you will know. No. I've spent too much on this. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Before God blessed us with this car, sometimes in this town, I spend 1,000 naira on bike or even more. Agbo, you should know now. I don't bike. Sometimes they have to know back three times. Once I had responsibility, work. It's too much. Waste. There was a day in this town, I enter bike, sote, permit me to use the word sote. I wanted to continue. I said, no, I must enter bus. I just sat inside. Say, what? No matter. I must enter bus. If you don't plan down the way you spend money, you won't know that certain things that are creeping up your finances. Hallelujah. The Lord will grant you understanding. Number five, engage money segment. What is money segmentation? It is understanding that every income you earn has three parts. Every income you earn has three parts. If you are paid your salary, it has three parts. If I dash you five, if somebody blesses you with 200 naira, it has three parts. How many parts? Please bring our money for your pocket. If you have, no matter the denomination, don't worry. We are not collecting. Tell your neighbor, fear not. It's not free. Bring our money for your pocket. Say, this is my money. It belongs to. You should talk now. It's not offering, no, don't worry. It's your money. Say, this is my money. It belongs to me. Is it your own? It belongs to me. This money has three parts. The God part, the bread part, and the seed part. Every income you earn has three parts. No matter the amount, no matter the denomination. The God part is the part that you give back to God. Your tithes, your first fruits, your kingdom investments, your offerings. You are the one that will determine this part of this money, this 20 naira and this 200 is for tithes. The second part is the bread part. What do you do with bread? What do you do with bread? You eat it. This is the part of this money that I must eat. Ha! Somebody bless me with 1,000 naira. I want to drink Viju. No, I want to drink Hollandia strawberry. How much is it? 500. Somebody bless me with 1,000 naira. I remove tithes, 100 naira. I buy Viju. Sorry, Hollanda, 500. Ah, Hollanda strawberry. I like Hollanda strawberry. I buy it. That's the bread part. Hallelujah. But that's not all. There's also the seed part. What do you do with seed? What do you do with seed? You sow it. You plant it. You invest it. The concept under money segmentation is this. Do not consume all that you earn. It is an error for you to consume all that you earn. It's an error for you to consume all that you earn. You have been earning since the beginning of the year. At the end of the year, what do you have to show? You have been consuming. Hey, you are not a consumer. Oh. Stop consumer behavior. Listen to me. Your financial future is in the seed part of your income today. Your financial expectation is inside the seed part of the little in your hand today. There is a harvest in every seed. There is a tree in every seed. There are fruits in every seed. Your financial future is in the seed part of the income you earn today. If you eat all you earn, you have eaten your financial future. In this year of harvest, learn not to eat your seed. You are the one that will determine out of this 1,000, 200 or 300 or 400 is going to be a seed. What do you do with seed? You invest it. Set it apart for reinvestments. Let me give you an example. You want to start a business. You need 120,000 to start the business. You go and meet your uncle. You say, uncle, I want to start a business. Hey, this business, I'll hammer. I need 120,000. Do you know what your uncle will ask you? He will ask you, how much do you have? He say, uncle, this business is too much. Business, how much do you have? This business, I don't have anything. Your uncle will say, you are not serious. But you told your uncle, uncle, I need 120,000, but I have 80,000 or 70,000. He will think in his subconscious that for you to have been putting apart your seed, I get what I'm saying, and accumulated it to 80 or 70,000, there is a financial future in you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? Many times when you don't receive support, it's because you're a consumer. And people know that you are always consuming. As a ministry, we must learn how to damn cash. Setting seed apart for reinvestments. And as a ministry this year, we are going to take this more serious. Somebody say more serious. Stop eating all that you earn. Let the savings part of your budget take it seriously. Savings do not make people rich. Savings can lead you to riches when you invest it. You can't save Savings don't make men rich. But when you save, you can use your savings to become rich by what? Reinvesting. So what is the purpose of savings? Reinvestments. The seed part of your money, learn to put it aside. Stop eating all that you earn. Let me give you an example. A man earns 50,000 every month. At the end of the year, what does he earn? 600,000. That man is not supposed to ask for any help if he wants to start a business of 100,000 naira. He's not supposed to ask for help. He's not supposed to look for a loan. He's supposed to be able to what? Set cash apart from what he earns. Are you getting my point? Are you listening to me? Say from today, I will no more be a consumer. I will be a producer. Number six, save from every income. Save from every income. Let me tell you something. As a family, I and my wife, until it was revealed lately, we save 50% of unexpected income. That means somebody bless us. Say, Pastor, how are you doing? Fine. I just wanted to bless you. Take this 20,000. We save 10,000 until we reviewed it. Unexpected income. God bless me today, 10,000. I need to buy. I've been targeting these suits. It's fine. But don't consume all that you earn. Are you getting me? Are you listening? Save. Then number seven, invest. Trust God for investments. Look out for investments. By the time you invest what you have been accumulating and saving, your seed will produce fruits. Will produce harvests. Are you getting me? This harvest not be by just prayer. Oh. Are you listening to me? It is not only prayer that brings harvest. Oh. Are you? Jay, you see, I'm discussing this thing with you. If you like pray, if you don't sow, if you don't invest, nothing for you. In fact, God will be answering your prayer, but you will be the one eating the seed and then eating the harvest. Are you getting me? It's a function of strategies. The Bible talked about sickle strategies. Sickle to take the harvest. By the time you eat your sickle, you will not eat your sickle in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Number one is what? Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Number seven. Put your hands together for Jesus. Please apply these principles to your personal finances. Financial intelligence for ministry. I'll just discuss three things here. I'll be done for the morning session. Number one. Financial intelligence for ministry. Trust God for partners. As the evangelism secretary, mobilizing partnership is our corporate responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility. Chambagbo, your responsibility is not just to initiate ideas and then come to the post and use the money in the post to get it done. It's also your responsibility. It's your responsibility. Champ Robinson, is also your responsibility to generate partnership. Thank God we have taken a session on that, mobilizing support and partnership. Number two, for this ministry, in 2020, make serious efforts and ensure you set up profit-making ventures for the work. Make serious efforts and ensure you set up profit-making ventures for the ministry in your care. It is called tent making. Somebody say tent making. While Paul the apostle was traveling, for ministry as a missionary, he was a tent maker. Are you getting what I'm saying? He was an entrepreneur, a businessman, something he used to generate income to support the work. Many of you know me very well, and you know my family. We have something we do to support the work, so that I won't be looking to the purse. Instead, I will be putting to the purse. Acquire needed skills. Get trained, formally or informally. Further your education. Get trained in skills. Definitely, Paul will have been trained in on how to make tents. Yes or no? Am I making sense? What are you being trained at in order to generate funds for the work that God has put in our hands? I had to learn publishing. I went to Guardian Newspaper to be trained, to learn further, so that I won't be waiting for just partners. I'll be able to generate income. The work in our hands, the end time gospel cannot wait, cannot run on only partnerships. You can't be waiting for people's pockets to get work done. As a ministry, there are certain things we focus attention on. Tent making strategies. Number one, bookshop. By the time you see the ministry plan for this year, as long as God lives, this year we are going to set up 2 bookshops in the name of Jesus. God will do it for us as long as he lives. Tutorials, paid tutorials. We all got organized tutorials for young people and they pay. Hype is an example. We focus attention on education and on schooling, setting up schools that will generate income. And we also raise champions. It is fulfilling the vision. Am I making sense? The business is fulfilling the vision, but it is also bringing in what? Income. Hallelujah. Take this thing serious. It's part of the plan for the year. Number 4, training. Human capacity development. ICT training, leadership training. I travel to train pastors and leaders and workers and career people in order to generate income. Publishing of our ministry books, sales of our ministry books and materials, MP3s. This bringing am I right, Champ Israel? Does Real Leadership Academy generate income? Yes, our training arm generates income. Give attention to these things. As we are planning to do some trainings also in Oju, have it at the back of your mind that it will generate income. It is scriptural. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 25, God, Jesus gave them talents. They traded the talents and generated profits. The guy that did not generate profits was sent into damnation and judgments. We are here. The Bible says that Jesus said, "Didn't you know that I'll be about my father's business?" We are also in kingdom business. The same things God is putting in our care to generate income and what? Profits. Hallelujah. Souls are part of the profits. Finances is also part of the profits. These strategies are some of the tent-making strategies of this commission. Replicate these strategies in your zone. Are you getting my point? Replicate these strategies where? In your zone. Praise God. Finally, somebody say finally. Identify needs in your zone and solve problems. Identify needs in your zone and solve problems. First Chronicles 12 verse 32. The Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. They understood times and seasons. So they always knew what Israel ought to do. They had the solution to the problems in that season. Money follows those that solve problems. Money follows those that have value to give to their world. Partners will give when your ministry solves their problems.
Hey.
One of the reasons why partners give to this ministry is because we are meeting needs. You're a pastor to meet needs, not just to kabosh and preach the word of God. If your preaching does not meet needs, Wagayam, I told you yesterday at the general session that you are not anointed for yourself. You are evangelism secretary for people. You are prayer secretary for people. You are general secretary for people. The measure of the impact of your ministry is not in yourself. Is it in what it does in the lives of other people? Rise up on your feet. Your programs must meet needs. Your meetings must meet needs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was glad to visit one of our partners recently, one of the parents of one of us here some days ago. And she was telling me how the ministry jotter we gave her has been very useful to her. I was excited. It's a ministry jotter, but it's meeting needs. What you are doing, ensure that, ask yourself, this ministry project, is it meeting needs? What are the needs in our environment? How will we use these ministry programs to meet the needs? It's not just doing ministry programs. It's not just this car, this motorbike. How is it needed? Is it a need? You are in this ministry to meet needs. Not just to occupy office. You will generate more partners when indeed you are meeting needs. Hallelujah. In ministry, we are here to meet needs. Jesus came to meet the needs of humanity. Salvation need, healing need, deliverance need. Lift up your voice, say, Lord, help us as a commission to meet the needs of humanity. Lift up your voice and pray for yourself. Lord, as a ministry, help us to meet needs. Arise! And meet needs. Arise Network Champions Family meeting needs. Reach Leadership Academy meeting needs. Return of Global Ministry meeting needs. Hype Academy meeting needs. Wisdom for Success in Schools meeting needs. Winning the War Against Destiny Conference meeting needs. Every arm of this work meeting needs. Books, MP3s, DVDs, online posts, website meeting needs. Bringing salvation, deliverance, healing to the nations of the earth. Raising champions, building God's house, returning all men to Jesus. Yahweh, in Jesus' name. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, we worship you, Yahweh. We worship you. We worship you. Oh, we worship you, Yahweh,
Yahweh.
Oh,
we worship you.
Oh,
we worship you.
Oh, we worship. Lift up your two hands to pray and say, oh Lord our God, as a commission, the sickle to harvest every field across the nations of the earth, put in our hands. Do you know the meaning of that prayer? The solution to the problems of people across the nations of the earth, put in our hands. That we may harvest all the fields. Father, the sickle needed for every field across the nations of the earth, put in our hands. The solution to humanity across the nations of the earth, put in our hands. Help us to meet needs. Help us to raise champions. Help us to build your house. Help us to return our mercy to you. Lift up your voice and pray.